The fight against malaria has been given yet another boost with the introduction of a new anti-malaria product known as the NSLI paint. The product is in the form of a paint and kills all forms of insects when applied. The product has a lifespan of 4 to 5 years. A factory to produce the product is being established in Ghana and is expected to be operational by January next year. George Aseke has just returned from the official partnership launch between NSLI Africa and Dr. Pilar Matthew, the inventor, and joins us in the studio. George, what's the origin of this product?
Well, as you said, Dr. Pilar Matthew is a Spanish scientist and she is the inventor. She actually came out with this after 15 years of intensive research into malaria. So the product is out due to her effort.
And how acceptable is this new product?
So far, it has been used in Bolivia, Southern Africa, Equatorial Guinea, and then Spain. And the World Health Organization and other organizations that are into health have certified that it is good. In Ghana, the Standards Authority and the Food and Drugs Board have also approved it. So it is proved to be efficacious.
So in terms of cost, what should consumers expect?
The product is going to be in the form of paint, though they are not coming to establish a paint factory. The cost, yes, is going to be a little higher than the, say, a paint or gallon that you buy. But in the cost of establishing the factory in Ghana, we're talking of 10 million euros. So that is going to be the cost to establish the factory in Ghana. But then, when it comes, it will be sold in the form of paint. You buy it like paint. Paint buildings and it kills the malaria. In fact, the World Health Organization has proved that it has some ingredients that can kill the insects, the eggs, the larvae, and all that it takes.
Thank you very much. That was our reporter George Asekere, who just returned from the official partnership launch between NSLI Africa and Dr. Matthew, the inventor of a new mosquito paint, which is to help alleviate malaria in the system.